We're streaming online, WHGMGold.com. I'm Justin Mallow. Joined on the phone now, I have the Vice President of Education from Maryland Public Television. I have Betsy Pasok. Betsy, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Justin.
Hey, Betsy. Good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing just fine. I'm happy to join you.
Oh, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in. I wanted to talk to you because I heard that Maryland Public Television is kind of teaming up with other public televisions for some at-home learning initiative. Can you explain what that is, Betsy?
Sure, I'm pleased to. So education is at the core of MPT's mission as well as public media's mission. And we recognize that as students and, you know, children are now at home learning, we wanted to help with that continuity as best we can. And public media has such stellar content between PBS Kids for early learners and magnificent local and national programs like Nova or Nature. And we have local programs like Maryland Farm and Harvest, where there's just so much great learning baked in. We wanted to find a way to curate all of this content and have it easy for families to access at home. So we teamed up with WETA and WHUT, who are public television stations in the Washington, D.C. region. Mm. And we figured between the three of us, we could really super serve the region with high-quality learning programming that is, again, is accessible, because a lot of families have difficulty with at-home learning because maybe they don't have devices. Maybe they have multiple children in the house. They can't all be online at the same time. Or maybe they don't even have internet access. So with public media, you can broadcast it and it can be accessible over the air on your television, as well as we stream it live also on MPT.org. So we created a program. It has, I would say, it has three prongs to it to help with this continuity of learning. So one is the over-the-air broadcast, and we're MPT's broadcasting weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's structured in grade bands. So in the morning, there's pre-K-3 for our early learners. It then moves into the middle grades, and there's programs that support grades 4 through 8. And then it finishes with high school. So there's a diversification of programs across all three stations. So no matter which station you're watching, you'll be able to get programming on one of those grade bands.
Wow. And so is this to help educators and students during this time from, like, when they can't be in the classroom?
Yes, that's a great question.
Thank you.
Because the programming does definitely, it's actually this at-home learning initiative is designed to support educators as they're supplementing distance learning, as well as parents. If you go on to mpt.org/education, you will find access to everything that I'm talking about, program schedules, RAM.
Oh, I see. And is this free for everyone to get access to, Betsy?
Yes, yes. Everything is 100% free.
For the best website for them to go to, it's mpt.org/education.
Absolutely.
All right. And to make it simple, we'll have a direct link to get to that actual website and your Facebook page on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGMGold. Well, Betsy, I do want to thank you for calling in to help get the word out about this. It's really nice for what you're doing for the community during these times. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Well, stay safe and keep me posted on how things are going, Betsy.
Okay, I will. You too. Yes, we're going to continually update things so and add to it and, you know, consider what are the needs and how can we best serve the people in the state of Maryland.
And that's what we're here for. So, again, the direct website is mpt.org/education. All right, Betsy, thank you again so much. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Thank you, too.